Mordred had no circle. Although he was new, he already understood that outside was his Ka, just as it was the Ka of Winter's Wind to swing through only half the compass, from north to east, and then back again to bleak north once more. He accepted this, yet he still looked at them with the outsider's resentment, knowing he would hurt them and that the satisfaction would be bitter. He was of two worlds, the foretold joining of Prim and Am, of Gadash and Godash, of Gan and Gilead. He was in a way like Jesus Christ, but in a way he was purer than the sheep-god-man, for the sheep-god-man had but one true father who was in the highly hypothetical heaven and a stepfather who was on earth. Poor old Joseph, who wore horns put on him by God himself. Mordred de Shane, on the other hand, had two real fathers, one of whom now slept on the screen before him. "Your old father," he thought. It gave him vicious pleasure to think so. It also made him feel small and mean. No more than a spider looking down from its web. Mordred was twins, and would remain twins until Roland of the Eld was dead and the last quartet broken. And the longing voice that told him to go to Roland and call him father? To call Eddie and Jake his brothers, Susanna his sister? That was the gullible voice of his mother. They'd kill him before he could get a single word out of his mouth, assuming he had reached a stage where he could do more than gurgle baby talk. They'd cut off his balls and feed them to the brat's bumbler. They'd bury his castrated corpse and shit on the ground where he lay and then move on. "You're finally old, father, and now you walk with a limp,"